Chris Sheridan of SheridanHoops.com does a tremendous job, and he's getting set to join us right now on the 790 Guest Line presented by Bon Jovi DPS Sound Science, which makes your laptop, iPhone, and anything you connect to sound amazing. Try it for yourself for free right now at 790theticket.com. Chris, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
How are you doing, guys?
We're doing good, Chris. Let's start with the obvious here down in Miami. The thing that impressed you the most about this Heat team throughout this series with the Pacers?
Probably Dwayne Wade's finishing game last night, and just the way Dwayne Wade bounced back from all the difficulties that went on coming out of that Game 3 loss when he had the worst playoff game of his career and he got in his coach's face. And you know, that stuff can blow up on you and it can carry over, and the Heat didn't let that happen. They didn't lose any of the games after that happened, and that says a lot to Dwayne's resiliency and to the, you know, the talent level of both Dwayne and LeBron. Those two guys carried their team. I think Coach Spoelstra made a good adjustment getting Udonis Haslem in there and getting them involved in games 4 and 5, and UD played great, and he's been a rock for the franchise for so long. He replaced some of the scoring that was missing with Bosh out, but the other two superstars, boy, did they really carry the team, and they needed a little something from somebody last night after a slow start, and Mike Miller certainly provided it with some dead-eye shooting, and that's what they got him for. And, boy, he really, like they said on TV, he looked like a 100-year-old man when he was trying to walk off court, but when the adrenaline clicked in, he played great, and they look real good, and look, they're going to be a favorite and a heavy favorite over whoever they face in the next round, because neither Boston nor Philadelphia has two guys who can defend. So either LeBron or Dwayne is going to have an advantage scoring against his defender, and we just got to wait and see who comes out of that series.
You mentioned Haslem, and not that it matters now, but as you can imagine, Chris, that was the big story down here for a couple of days. Do you feel like Udonis should have been suspended for last night's game?
Yeah, I think one game was an appropriate penalty for him. I think Pittman got off a little bit light. If you compare what Pittman did to what Medard World Peace did to James Harden late in the regular season, there was way more premeditation on the part of Dexter Pittman going after Lance Stevenson like that. So he got off kind of easy, but he's not a key player for the Heat, so it doesn't really matter one way or the other. But UD, you know, you've got to make a play on the ball when he's going after Hansborough like that. I understand you want to knock Hansborough's head off, and that's fine, but go for the ball and don't make it look quite so flagrant, because that was pretty much the textbook definition of what a flagrant 2 looks like. And the Heat were fortunate that they could get through that game without him.
Chris Sheridan from SheridanHoops.com is with us right now. We're talking Heat. And we're finally at this point, Stu Gotts, where we don't sound like dummies looking ahead.
That's right.
We can actually look ahead now. Who do we want to face here, Boston or Philadelphia?
Well, as a Heat fan, you probably want to face Philadelphia, because they're an 8 seed, and they were terrible at the end of the season. They almost lost out to the Milwaukee Bucks and didn't make the playoffs. They've been quite resilient ever since, and Doug Collins is a great coach, and he's figured out ways to stay with the Celtics. That's why we're going to Game 7 Saturday night in Boston. But if you want to see the best play the best, you want them to play the Boston Celtics, and you want to see them kind of throwing the Big Three or the Fantastic Four, whatever you want to call it. Ray Allen, I don't know if he still qualifies, because he's having just a terrible postseason, plus he's injured. But I think the Heat are going to have an easy time against either team. They out-talent the Sixers by a lot, and then if they play the Celtics, Avery Bradley's shoulder keeps popping in and out and in and out, and he may be done for the postseason. And he's the guy that the Celtics would have put on Dwayne Wade. So, I would like to see Paul Pierce and LeBron James go against each other, and I'd like to see what KG still has left in the tank, because he's been having a fantastic postseason. And Rajon Rondo, with the exception of Game 6 in Philly, has probably been the MVP of the playoffs. You could say maybe Kevin Durant has as well, but in the Eastern Conference, I don't think anybody's been playing at quite a high level as Rajon has, averaging 14 assists a game. So if you want to see a really good series, and you want to see stars go against stars, you want to see a Miami-Boston series. If you just want to see Miami waltz into the NBA Finals, then you want to see the Sixers come out of Game 7 with a win. So But I think Miami's going to have an fairly easy time with either of those two teams in the Eastern Conference Finals.
So you're saying Spencer Hawes shouldn't scare me, and if I want the easiest path, go for Spencer Hawes.
Well, yeah, Spencer Hawes, but Greg Stiesma and Ryan Holland shouldn't scare you either.
That's who Boston has playing center. I mean, give me Philly.
I think what Chris is telling you is either team, Hawk, regardless, it's going to be a 5 or 6-game series. That's what you feel like, Chris?
Yeah, probably 5 with Boston, maybe 6. Probably 5, and then with Philly, same thing. Maybe Philly gets a game, but Miami, a lot of it depends on Chris Bosh, you know, and you can't discount that because Miami hasn't, the Heat organization hasn't been real forthcoming with information about how serious this abdominal injury is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just don't know how long he's out for and what exactly the prognosis is for him. And that's a big thing because, look, maybe he's back next round and he's close to 100%, but maybe he's got something that's worse than what they're letting on. And I think that's a big question mark for the Heat going forward. The nice thing for them is if it's something that's going to heal up in the next week or two, they do have the luxury of letting him sit out the first couple games of the Eastern Conference Finals and work his way back to health so that he's ready for the NBA Finals. Because let's face it, the Miami Heat are going to the NBA Finals, and we're going to see if LeBron James can finally win a championship or not. And that's what everybody around the country is looking forward to, is seeing how that guy plays in the ultimate round and whether he can redeem himself for what happened against Dallas next year and whether the Heat can beat one of two very, very dangerous teams in the Oklahoma City Thunder or the San Antonio Spurs. And I think that's where we're headed. And the Eastern Conference Finals will be a bit of a formality.
So do you think LeBron gets it done this year?
No, I think the Spurs get it done.
Ooh.
The Spurs are a machine, man.
Punch in the gut.
Here's the thing with the Spurs. Tim Duncan says they're the deepest team he's ever been on, and Tim Duncan's been on a lot of San Antonio Spurs teams,
mm-hmm.
and they really are deep. They got a little bit of a hole in the middle, but they use Boris Diaw there, and they've got DeJuan Blair. He started most of the season at center, but he hasn't been able to sniff a minute of playing time in the playoffs. One of the reasons is just because they're so deep. And then the other thing that's different about the Spurs is their offensive efficiency is off the charts right now, and they're scoring a ton of points. And you don't usually see that from the Spurs, you know, from year to year. They're more of a defensive-oriented team, and they get their points how they get them. This year, they score like crazy, and it doesn't matter who defends them or how they defend them. They get their points with ease, and they don't get rattled. You saw it when they fell down 33-11 after one quarter in Game 3 against the L.A. Clippers in the last round. They came back with a 24-0 run in the third quarter, and swept that series. And look, it's been a long time. It's been 6 weeks since the San Antonio Spurs lost a single basketball game. So when you're talking about a team like that, that's my pick to win the NBA championship.
But both teams, it'll be a
fantastic series when they play Miami.
Both teams out west, Chris, as you mentioned, are championship worthy. So what if I tell you it's the Thunder that get past the Spurs, and then it's Thunder Heat in the NBA Finals? Do you feel like LeBron is a shot then? The Heat have a shot then?
I think they have a better shot. You know, young teams don't tend to win NBA championships. Older teams do. And in the Western Conference Finals last year, go back and look at the matchup, Oklahoma City and Dallas. Oklahoma City had pretty much the same team, and they went out in 5 games because Dallas's experience was so big. And, you know, and playing in the spotlight and playing under the pressure, it impacted the Thunder. Now, they are a year older and a year wiser, and they are going to give the Spurs a run for their money, but their big guns are 22, 23, 24 years old. And the Spurs, big guns have been around the league for, you know, 10 years or more. And, in Duncan's case, you're talking about 15. So, experience tends to win out, deep in the playoffs. If the Heat go up against the Thunder, the Heat are going to be the team with more experience. And it would be a great series. Who would I pick in that series? I might just pick the Heat. But it depends on what I see from the Thunder against the Spurs before I, you know, leap that far ahead.
On the way out here, one of the many things I love about sports, Chris, one of the many things I love is one week ago, all of South Florida, myself included, we were trading Dwayne Wade, and 1 week later, we're doing an NBA Finals preview.
That's the way things go. People run real hot and cold. And look, Dwayne Wade had a horrible Game 3, and things looked bleak for the Heat at that point. And, you know, the Heat are still going to have their ups and downs between now and the end of the season.
No, they won't.
I, And you know, the trick is keep an even keel somewhat, and remember, you got to win four in each series.
You know how the Heat fan rolls down here, Chris.
It's not about whether you lose three; it's about whether you win four.
Chris, you know how the cocky Heat fan rolls down here. We have them winning the next eight, and this season's over.
We'll see about that.
All right, buddy. We appreciate the time. It's Chris Sheridan from SheridanHoops.com. Does a tremendous job. Chris, thanks for the time this morning.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me on.